March 19, 1926. How the most holy will of God eclipses everything, even creation and redemption. And being life of everything, it will produce greater fruits. I write only to obey and to fulfill the will of God alone. I was thinking to myself, my always lovable Jesus tells me many times that I must be the copy of my celestial mama, and therefore embrace everything and make up for all, to be able to impetrate the longed-for fiat, just as the sovereign queen impetrated the longed-for redeemer. But how can I do this? She was holy, conceived without original sin. I, on the other hand, am one of the littlest and poorest creatures, conceived with original sin, like all the children of Adam, full of miseries and weaknesses. How, then, shall I be able to follow the flights of the Sovereign Lady in the divine volition, in order to impetrate upon the earth the so longed for fiat, which my sweet Jesus wants to reign? Now, while I was thinking of this, my sweet Jesus came out from within my interior, and clasping me tightly in his arms, told me, my daughter, my mama was conceived without original sin so that she might be able to impetrate the longed-for Redeemer, because it was right and decorous that not even the seed of guilt would ever have existence in a one who was to be my mother. She was to be the noblest, the holiest of all creatures, but of a divine nobility and of a holiness all similar to her Creator, that he might find in her so much grace and capacity as to be able to conceive the Holy of Holies, the Eternal Word. Many times creatures also do this, when, having to keep precious things and of great value, they prepare most clear vases, and of a value equivalent to the precious things which are to be kept in them. On the other hand, if those are ordinary things and of little value, they prepare vases of clay and of very little value, nor do they have the care of keeping them under lock and key, as they do with the most clear vase. Rather, they keep them exposed. So, from the preciousness of the vase and from the way it is kept, one can know whether the things contained in it are precious and of great value. Now, since I was to receive her blood in order to be conceived in her womb, it was right that both her soul and her body be most clear, and that she be enriched with all possible imaginable graces, privileges and prerogatives that God can give and the creature can receive. Now, my daughter, if all this happened in my dear mama because she was to make the longed-for Redeemer descend upon earth, to you also, since I have chosen you for the longed-for fiat, longed for by heaven and by the earth, longed for with great love and yearning by the very divinity, even more, longed for more by God than by men, I was to give you so much grace as not to place the knowledges pertaining to my will in a corrupted soul and body. And not only the knowledges, but the very life of my will, which it was to form and carry out within you. Therefore, making use of its power, even though it did not exempt you from original sin, with its power it repressed the inclination to sin and stood firm over it, that it might not produce its corrupted effects. So, in you my will keeps original sin crushed and without life. This was right and necessary for the nobility, the decorum and the sanctity of the supreme will. If any effects which are not good were present in you, my will would find shadows, fogs, and would not be able to spread its rays of truth like the sun in its full midday. And even less could it form in you the center of the carrying out of its divine life, because my will is so clear and holy that it cannot be, nor adapt itself to living together, with the slightest spot. On hearing this, trembling, I said, Jesus, what are you saying? Is all this possible? Yet, I feel so miserable and little as to feel the need of you, of your assistance and of your presence to be able to continue to live. And you know to what a pitiful state I reduce myself when you deprive me of yourself. And Jesus, interrupting my speaking, added, my daughter, do not be surprised, it is the sanctity of my will that requires it. What this is about is the greatest thing that exists in heaven and on earth. If in redemption I came to save man, now it is about rescuing my will and the creatures, and therefore making known the purpose of creation and of redemption, the goods which my will wants to give, the life it wants to form within each creature, and the rights which befit it. Therefore, placing a divine will in safety in the midst of creatures is the greatest thing, and my will, known and reigning, will surpass the fruits of creation and of redemption. It will be the crowning of my works and the triumph of our works. And if my will is not known, loved and fulfilled, neither creation nor redemption will obtain their full purpose and their complete fruit. Creation and redemption came out from within my omnipotent fiat. And so that our glory may be complete and the creature may receive all the effects and the goods which they contain, everything must return into our will. Now, who can say how my poor mind swam in the immensity of the eternal will, and what I comprehended? But the point that impressed me the most was that the fiat was to surpass even the good of redemption, with the addition of a terrible reluctance to manifest what is written above, for fear that obedience would impose on me to write. Oh, how I would have wanted to keep silent! But with the fiat one cannot argue, because in one way or another the victory must always be its own. Then, my sweet Jesus, always benign, coming back told me, "My daughter, it is necessary that you manifest this, not for yourself, but for the decorum and the sanctity which befit my will. Do you think that all the crafting I have done in your soul, for 40 years and more, has been only for yourself, and for the love I had and do have for you? Ah, no. It has been, above all, for the decorum of that which befitted my will, so that, in coming to reign in you, it would find my crafting, my incessant prayers inviting it to come. The throne of my works and of my pains, on which it might dominate and form its dwelling. The light of its very knowledge, so that it might find in you its honors and its very divine glory. Therefore, my many manifestations about the supreme will were necessary for the decency that befitted it. Now, you must know that my will is greater and more endless than redemption itself. And what is greater always brings greater fruits and goods. My will is eternal in time and eternity, it had no beginning, nor will it ever end. On the other hand, though being eternal in the divine mind, redemption had its beginning in time, and was a product of the eternal will. So, it was not redemption that gave life to the divine will, but it was my will that gave life to redemption. And whatever has the power to give life, by nature and by necessity must become more fruitful than the one who has received life. But this is not all. In creation, the divinity issued from itself the shadows of its light, the shadows of its wisdom, of its power. It touched the whole creation lightly with its whole being. So, the beauty, the harmony, the order, the love, the goodness of God, which can be seen in the whole creation, are divine similes, shadows of the supreme majesty. On the other hand, my will, not a simile or a shadow of ours, came out into the field of creation as the life of all created things. And so it is life, foundation, support, vivification and preservation of everything that came out of our creative hands. Therefore, everything is owed to the supreme will. My redemption itself bent its knees before it, to implore that it would constitute itself life of each act, heartbeat and suffering of mine, and even of my breathing, so as to let vital aids flow within the creatures in order to save them. My redemption can be called the tree, whose root is the divine will. And since it has produced the trunk, the branches, the leaves, the flowers of all the goods which are present in the church, it must therefore produce the fruit of life, which the root of this tree contains. Moreover, the creation came out from ourselves with the only purpose that our will be known and loved more than life itself. And therefore our will constituted itself life of everything, so as to be fulfilled. All the other things created by us, and even redemption itself, were given as aids in order to facilitate our purpose. So, if we do not obtain our primary purpose, how can we obtain our complete glory, and how can the creature receive the good established by us? Furthermore, creation, redemption and the fiat voluntatis jua on earth as it is in heaven, symbolize the sacrosanct Trinity. In fact, just as the divine persons are inseparable from one another, so these works are inseparable from one another. Each one gives the hand to the other, each one helps the other. The triumph, the glory, belongs to all three of them. And since our will has held a primary place in all our works, creation and redemption remain eclipsed and as though dissolved within the immensity and the endlessness of the Supreme Will. Our will envelops everything and keeps the very things done by us as its throne, from which it reigns and dominates. So, if our will is everything, why are you surprised that it will produce greater fruits than our other works? And man will receive that life which he has, but does not know, because he keeps it as though compressed, drowned, weakened, while it moans and sighs, because it wants to carry out its life, but it is not allowed to do so. Therefore, be attentive, because the knowledge of my will shake man, and will be like cement on the woodworm which original sin produced in the tree of the human generations. So that, once the root has been strengthened, the creature may allow that life, which she had rejected with so much ingratitude, to live within herself.